A rodeo, was that, what was a rodeo? Was it just a place where they had riding competitions and roping competitions?
Yeah, that's what the rodeo was. Then they usually always had some kind of entertainment at night, you know, with dances. And then the sham battle that they had, they would have a battle among, like, one group would be cowboys and the other would be Indians, and it was a sham battle that was staged, of course. Okay. And back then, they had saloon. Idalia had a saloon. Idalia was located then 3/4 mile northwest of where he is now.
And why did they move it?
Well, one guy that owned all the land around the town got mad at the town, and he fenced the town. I don't know what you call it, fenced in or fenced off, but he fenced all his land and fenced the town, and they cut the wire at night and moved the Woodman Hall at night with two big steam engines, and the town was moved.
3 miles.
Yeah.
When was this?
That was about 1910 or 1911.
Moved the whole town.
Moved the whole town. Yeah. And the whole town was moved to here. The Woodman Hall was moved here, and part of the store was moved here, and then they built a new store, and they built a bank, and what was the old hotel in the old town ended up on a farm out here about 5 miles southeast of here.
If someone is funny, we might say they have a good sense of...
If somebody was what?
Is very funny, we say they have a good sense of...
humor.
Okay. And the red stuff that women put on their face.
Rouge.
Okay. Do you know of a capital of a state that has that word in it?
Baton Rouge.
Okay. And what state is that?
Louisiana.
Okay. And there's another city in Louisiana that's very well known.
New Orleans.
Okay. What's a dude?
A dude? A dude is a person that, like, comes to this area that has no idea of what Western life is like. Where he goes to a ranch and he rides horses and somebody has to guide them and show them where to go and what to do. And
sort of like me, huh?
Sings them songs.
When a person dies, they have a service for them. What do they call that?
Funeral.
Okay. And they bury them in a what?
Casket.
Okay. And the family goes into a period of...
bereavement.
Okay. Or is there another word they would use?
Mourning.
Okay. Okay. Can you remember when you were little if there were any haunted houses in this community?
No, I don't remember any around here. I remember that someone told me one there that there was one over at Ray. Okay. And I don't know whether it was or not. Whether somebody just told me that.
Okay. And it would have been haunted by what?
I suppose ghosts. I don't
okay.
know.
Okay. And earlier we mentioned God. Now the opposite of God, the old guy who lives downstairs.
Devil.
Okay. Is that what people in this area would call him? Did you ever hear him? Do you ever hear people in the old days refer to the devil as anything else?
Well, Satan.
Okay.
Right. So.
Okay. A couple of expressions. If you've worked all day, if you've been working all day, and you come in and you're really tired, you would say, "Boy, I'm really
tuckered out."
Okay. And if you're really disgusted at something, if you just had a real frustrating day, you might say, "I'm really..."
Well, I can think of some things I'd say, but you don't want to hear those.
Well, go ahead. that's okay. That might actually be helpful. Would you say, like, I'm...
Well, you'd say, "I'm really pissed off."
Okay. That's what I'd say.
Yeah, that's what I'd say.
What if you're... I mean, would you? Is that what you say if you were really angry? What if you were really angry? What would you say? "I'm really..." I wonder if you'd say something different if you're disgusted and if you're angry.
I don't know.
Okay. Probably about the same. Pissed off.
Yeah.